Later this month, Jews around the world will gather in their homes for the start of the Passover holiday. Generations of families, friends, and neighbors will break the matzah, the unleavened bread, at their Seder tables and retell the story of the liberation of the Jews from slavery in ancient Egypt. The Passover story is abundant with themes that have had resonance for generations. Among them, self-determination, dignity, humility, and the power of the human spirit. Another is quite basic: the need for nourishment and sustenance provided by food, something that many of us take for granted, but unfortunately hunger is not an anomaly with many among us. The Haggadah, the Jewish text that shapes the order of the Seder, commands, "Let all who are hungry come and eat." While this sentence encourages those in attendance to feed their spiritual hunger and partake in the symbolic meal, it should also be seen as a pledge to feed those around the world for whom hunger is a daily affliction. Hunger relief organizations estimate that nearly 870 million people of the 7.1 billion people in the world, or 1 in 8, suffer from chronic food insecurity. Sadly, many of those who fall victim to hunger are older adults and children. We must all look for ways to get involved locally and globally with organizations that are committed to eliminating this very fixable plight. I have seen the faces of hunger firsthand and witnessed the difference the generosity of strangers can make for those in need. Whether through volunteer alliances with organizations like Our Daily Bread, or through food credit cards distributed through Jewish community services, or donating food through the Maryland Food Bank, or in the act of growing food for community consumption in urban gardens, we need to tackle this issue with resolve. There are numerous worthy organizations who require both human and financial resources, and I'm asking those listening today to seek one of them out and do your part in eradicating hunger. Feeding the hungry is a moral imperative for all of us. Our community, our city, our state are only as strong as our weakest members. Learn how you can help at associated.org. Wishing all who observe the holiday a very happy Passover, and enjoy your holiday season. I'm Mark Terrell, president of the Associated Jewish Community Federation of Baltimore, for WYPR, your NPR news station.